Reina Del Cid. She and her musical partner Tony are doing concerts online, like lots of bands. I got to watch part of that yesterday. You should check their YouTube channel. They also continue to do their Sunday covers. It's a great way to entertain yourself and keep connected. I'm Heidi Holton. It's Thursday morning. This is our extra hour of the morning show. As we continue to reach out to you, keep you connected, ask for you to join us and tell us about how it's going for you, please send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. We'd like to thank our business supporters like Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia, where food dollars work to support a robust local economy, a vibrant community, and a healthy environment. Naturalharvest.coop. And thanks to Happy Dancing Turtle, a nonprofit dedicated to growing good stewards of the planet. HappyDancingTurtle.org. And our thanks goes out to UPM Blend and Paper. UPMPaper.com. It is time to get a little more connected to nature. John Latimer, our staff phenologist, joins us now. John, thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning, Heidi.
Good morning. So I've been walking every day a number of times and have a lot on my mind. So I found myself kind of just looking at the ground, kind of stomping as I was walking. And I thought, well, crying out loud, Latimer would be mad at me. So I looked up, I saw some corvids above me circling around, and I felt instantly better.
Yeah. That's part of that nature path.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I talked to John Bauer about evergreens and greenness, and this is a good time of year to look at those bare patches that you might stumble across and see what has green leaves in there and think about why. I realized I was probably talking to half my audience, because right now I'm standing in the middle of a bog about 25 miles north of Grand Rapids, and green is a little hard to find unless you're looking at the black spruce.
Yeah.
So it's pretty snow-covered yet up here.
You made a post yesterday in our Season Watch page on Facebook, things that we should be starting to look for in nature.
Yeah, I put together a list of things with some photographs of things that I look for this time of year. Some of our listeners are going to be unfamiliar to them, but pick the ones you recognize from that list and keep track of the date that it happens. And then look at my average date, which is included, and think about, where am I and where is he in terms of longitude, latitude? And then, are you experiencing it earlier or later? Is that because of climate, or is it because of location, aspect? Whole bunch of things to think about.
And you've talked about before, you've seen robins and also red-winged blackbirds so far. Any other notable birds for you?
I actually have not seen the red-winged blackbird yet, and number of reports in the area. So then I know they're arriving. And all phenology is A, personal, and B, local. So it's all yours, and it's all right where you are. When I stumble across that first blackbird, I'll note it, but I'm not surprised that I haven't run into them yet. My lake is pretty much of a icebound, indent in the landscape right now.
Yeah. Well, so I just put a link to that list, the average dates and some photos of the birds and the critters to look for right now. That's on our regular Facebook page, and we certainly invite you right now to join that Season Watch page. I think that's going to be key to all of us getting by, too, because people are posting photos of things they are seeing. We're hearing lots of kids, lots of adults cutting branches to be watching when they're budding out and all those kinds of things out there.
And, the action of watching it budding out is like a preview of what's going to happen to that tree in a few weeks. And so now you know what to look for. Watch for that tree to do that. And when that happens, check the list, put it down. The other thing I would say is, boy, if you work through this whole thing to the end of May and keep track of all of those dates, and you can put that on some kind of a Excel spreadsheet, or just put the dates in and send them to me, to KAXE, That would be the greatest bit of phenology ever attempted. It would be really an interesting look at the countryside from many perspectives.
Hey, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Let's like, I think it could be a Guinness Book of World Records, most phenological input in one region due to this pandemic, because people are paying attention a little more. That'd be great.
All right. Well, we started it.
Yes, there you go. We'll put a link. We'll put it on our website as well. This later today, this event observed for that John has put on our Season Watch and I've put on our Facebook page. But John, thanks for your time. We'll check in with you again. Okay.
All right, Heidi.
Thanks a lot.
Stay well, everybody.